Another alleged al-Qaeda member has gone on trial in the German port of Hamburg, accused of helping the September 11th hijackers. The 30-year-old Moroccan is charged with being an accessory to more than 3,000 murders. He is the second man to stand trial in Germany in connection with the terrorist attacks. NPR's Emily Harris is in Hamburg. What happened at the opening of the trial this morning?
This morning, the man who is charged, Abdelrani Mazoudi, heard a long indictment read out against him. As you mentioned, he is charged with being an accessory to 3,066 murders, of being a member of a terrorist organization, al-Qaeda, of attending an al-Qaeda-run training camp in Afghanistan, and crucially, knowingly providing logistical support to some of the 9/11 hijackers. He's accused of transferring money for flight school for one alleged al-Qaeda member who actually didn't go to flight school but who was planning on it, and also allowing a couple of the other hijackers use his address in Hamburg and in other ways sort of help cover up that they were not in Hamburg when they were either in Afghanistan or in the U.S. in flight training school. And the key is that the prosecutors say that he knew, he was a part of this cell that knew what was going on, knew the plans against the World Trade Center. Mazoudi says he knew these people, he helped them out because they were friends, and he didn't know anything about the World Trade Center attack plans.
Is this similar to the earlier trial of another Moroccan?
This is very, very similar to the first trial that happened here in Germany against a Moroccan man named Munir El-Motassadeq. His trial wrapped up earlier this year, and he faced the same charge of accessory to 3,066 murders, of being a member of a terrorist organization. Motassadeq and Mazoudi were, in fact, in Afghanistan at the same time at a training camp. They were friends. They knew each other from Morocco as well as in Hamburg. So their stories are very similar. The way they helped the hijackers were very similar. El-Motassadeq was found guilty and sentenced to 15 years in jail. One key difference here is Mazoudi, because of that, is not planning to testify. He is going to refuse to comment on the specifics of the allegations. He told a little bit about his biography today in court, but the defense feels that Motassadeq said too much and it was culturally misinterpreted by the court. So Mazoudi is going to keep his mouth pretty much shut.
But if convicted, is it likely that Mazoudi would get a similar sentence?
It is likely that he would get a similar sentence if convicted. There's one key thing that could be different, though, and it actually has to do with what's going on in the United States. There's a man named Ramzi bin al-Shib, who is an alleged al-Qaeda operative, high operative, and he's in U.S. custody. There's a trial going on in the U.S., the Zacharias Moussaoui trial, the alleged 20th hijacker. Moussaoui wants bin al-Shib to testify at his trial. He says bin al-Shib can prove that he was not involved in the World Trade Center attacks. And the judge in the United States agrees that Moussaoui needs bin al-Shib to testify so that he can get a fair trial. Now, that's important here in Hamburg because today the defense lawyers said that if the U.S. judge says that bin al-Shib is necessary for a fair trial, bin al-Shib is necessary for a fair trial here as well, or else have the trial here declared unfair.
And I understand that some Americans are expected to testify at Mazoudi's trial?
That's right. Just briefly, some Americans here are co-plaintiffs against Mazoudi, survivors and family members of the victims of 9/11, and they will likely come and tell some of their tales of suffering to the court. That happened in the El-Motassadeq trial as well. Very moving testimony last time.
Emily, thanks very much. NPR's Emily Harris in Hamburg, Germany.